Our polarized politics can make it seem easy to assume what people we disagree with are thinking about some of the big issues of the day. But some new research shows that these assumptions may not actually match up with reality.
A new study from the group More in Common asked Democrats and Republicans what they thought voters on the other side felt about a variety of topics. The results showed people assumed other voters had more extreme viewpoints than they actually did, creating what researchers are calling a perception gap.
Dan Vallone is the director of More in Common USA, and he joins us now to talk about the results of his recent experiment. Dan, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Jay. Great to be here. Thank you for inviting me on.
You bet. So what got you interested in looking at whether or not the way people with different political views, the way it lines up with reality? What got you wanting to explore this topic?
Sure, absolutely. So last fall in October, More in Common published a report called Hidden Tribes, a study of America's polarized landscape. And in it, we kind of divided the country into seven different population segments and found that although most of the country falls into what we consider the exhausted majority, about a third of Americans fell into one of three more ideological groups on the left and the right that we call the wings. And these ideological groups have very negative views towards each other, and they are the most active groups on politics and in media. And so as we were doing that research and we found that level of animosity across these ideological segments, we said, well, we wanted to know why. What is it that is driving that level of negativity towards other Americans? And so that the Perception Gap report started as an effort to better understand, well, let's step back and ask them, what do you think a Republican actually believes? Or what do you think a Democrat actually believes? And over time, we actually broadened it out to just engage a representative sample of the American population in total, try and find out what do Democrats think about Republicans' beliefs and vice versa.
So we kind of just got into the definition of the perception gap there, and we'll get into some specific issues in just a second. But just in general, what did you find about how good or how bad people are about predicting what people that identify with a different party actually believe?
So the kind of disappointing news is we're actually all pretty bad at it. So we dramatically exaggerate the proportion of our political opponents who hold extreme views. And I should just say that by extreme views, this is not More in Common's assessment of what constitutes an extreme view, but you know, we have polling and survey data showing kind of what are the views that Democrats and Republicans have almost 100% support for. And so would view the opposite as an extreme idea. So, for example, for Democrats, we know that someone not supporting any immigration whatsoever would be considered an extreme viewpoint. And for Republicans, we know that the belief that law-abiding citizens should not have the right to own a firearm would be considered extreme. So we use the definition of extreme that comes from the political groups themselves. And we found that everybody, Americans on average, almost estimate their estimate of the number of people who have extreme views is almost double reality, and that the more partisan you are, the more inaccurate your understanding of the other side is. And we can dig into some of the specifics because the story is actually a little different for Democrats and versus Republicans. And so although in total everybody has a misguided understanding, there's specifics that are really interesting.
Well, let's dig into that then. Let's start with how Democrats are perceiving Republican voters. When you look at that specifically, what were some of the issues where the perception gap was really stark for Democrats perceiving Republicans?
Yeah, absolutely. So the issue area that the Democrats are most inaccurate is immigration. And so Democrats believe that only 52%, so about only half of Republicans, support properly controlled immigration as a positive thing for America. So basically, the Democrats believe only half of Republicans support any kind of immigration, when in reality, the number is much closer to 85% of Republicans support properly controlled immigration for America. Similarly, Democrats believe only 41% of Republicans think that most Muslims are good people, when in reality, 70% of Republicans support this view. So those are just two of eight samples, but that's where Democrats' views on Republicans were the widest and most inaccurate. It's interesting, just a quick caveat, where Democrats are most accurate regarding Republicans is around support for President Trump. So Democrats, and we asked a question basically, what percentage of Republicans do you think believe Donald Trump is a flawed person? And so Democrats believe 47% of Republicans think Donald Trump is a flawed person. In reality, 48% of Republicans think he's a flawed person. So basically spot on when it comes to approval of belief around Donald Trump being flawed.
Let's flip the parties around now and talk about Republicans and how they perceive Democrats. Where did we see some stark differences there?
Yep. So kind of not too surprising, given what we hear in the headlines, the issue that Republicans were very inaccurate on was also immigration. And so we asked Republicans, what percentage of Democrats do you think want completely open borders? And Republicans thought that 62% of Democrats want completely open borders, when in reality, only 29% actually support that position. So that's almost double in terms of inaccuracy. Where Republicans were most accurate is on Democrats' feelings towards ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. So Republicans think that 60% of Democrats want to abolish ICE. In reality, 47% of Democrats support that position. So that's a smaller perception gap. We did find overall that Republicans had a slightly higher perception gap relative to Democrats, but not by a substantial margin.
We're talking right now with Dan Vallone. He is the director of More in Common USA. We're talking about how we perceive the political views of people that we don't necessarily agree with might actually be different than what they are in reality. And one of the things that you looked at in this report, I think this was really interesting, one of the tribes, you call them, are the politically disengaged. And one might think, okay, you're politically disengaged, the perception gap is going to be a little bit larger because, you know, you might not be paying attention to some of these issues. But you found out it's kind of the opposite, that the individuals who are politically disengaged actually had a smaller perception gap. Can you talk about what you found and what's behind that?
Absolutely. And it is a really interesting finding that the politically disengaged, like you said, I mean, this is the population segment that is least active politically, least active civically. So, you know, we ask questions about things like going to church, donating to charity, giving blood, and that is how we categorize these population segments. And so the politically disengaged are very not active in any sense, and yet they have the most accurate understanding of political views on both sides. And the groups that are most active, the ones who consume the most news, who are active in politics, who are active in civic life, have the largest perception gaps. And so, you know, we don't have the data to make a firm finding in terms of what exactly is causing this, but we did ask about things like media consumption and like social circles. And the politically disengaged, which is kind of, at an intuitive level, you might think like, yeah, this makes sense. The politically disengaged, because they're not active in politics, they actually tend to have more diverse social circles. They tend to have friends who might lean right and lean left. And so they're forming their political assessment not on the basis of what they see on TV or hear necessarily on the radio, but actually what someone has told them or what somebody they know has said. Whereas if you're more politically active, and this is particularly true for Democrats, the probability of you having someone in your social circle that has a different political viewpoint drops dramatically. And so people are forming their perceptions of the other side essentially purely on the basis of what they see in media. And we found a significant kind of association between active media consumption and inaccuracy in views, meaning that the people who consume the least media, people who said, I don't watch the news at all, really, were much more accurate than those who said, I consume media most or all of the time.
So as someone who works for a media organization, this is a finding that can sound kind of depressing to hear, but you also kind of look at, you know, there's a big difference in the amount of media that's out there and where people are getting their information from. How does this break down when you look at the different varieties of media sources that are out there?
Yes, no, absolutely. And it's a great point. It's important because I think one of our overall conclusions from this research is that it's actually really important to have a diverse media diet, to try and intentionally sample different media sources that have different viewpoints and really be skeptical of any media source that makes easy generalizations about a political group or any kind of group in general. And so what we did find, and you know, our survey partner, YouGov, has 13 different categories of media, everything from kind of far-right sources like Drudge Report, Breitbart News, all the way to things like network TV news, ABC, CBS, NBC, local radio and television, everything in between. And we did find that most 12 out of 13 categories of media were associated with increases in perception gaps. So people were more inaccurate, but there were very stark differences in terms of how much an increase in perception gap was associated with media. And we found that the kind of more conservative news outlets were associated with the largest jumps in perception gap, and that things like local television and radio, things like WPR, were associated with an increase in perception gap, but that it was relatively small, under 5 percentage points. And things like ABC, CBS, NBC were actually associated with a decrease in perception gap. So network TV news seems to have some sort of effect of making people more accurate in terms of understanding the other side. So all media is not equal when it comes to perception gap, but it does underscore the point of having a diverse media diet.
You know, we live in a world where, you know, we're kind of in our filter bubbles on social media. We're not always surrounded by people we think, you know, who may have political differences than our own. So what else can we do to really branch out and help close this perception gap on an individual level for all of us?
Yeah, I think so. It's a great question. And to be honest, I mean, this is one of a large conversation that More in Common is a part of, and that I think we all kind of have to engage in as we think about what are the responsibilities of being a citizen in a democracy in an era of social media, in an era of when it's so easy to manipulate video and share content that is not based in reality. And so I think adopting a mindset of active, you know, scrutiny of any media sources is part of that responsibility. But another key thing is, to the extent it is possible, to actively broaden social circles as well. And again, this is more of an issue for Democrats. We found that with Democrats, but not Republicans, there is, as Democrats achieve higher levels of education, they report smaller proportions of Republicans in their social circles. So a Democrat with a postgraduate degree is nearly twice as likely as a Democrat with a high school degree to say that almost all their friends hold similar political views. And kind of unsurprisingly, that category of Democrats with a postgraduate degree has the most inaccurate picture of Republican views. So it really is important to actively go out and talk to real people before you form an assessment of what any political party believes. And so that's another component of like what we as citizens need to do in this new era.
Briefly, Dan, how do you plan on following this research up going forward?
Yeah, so this is part of a long-term project for us to try and elevate the importance of breaking through misperceptions and bridging lines of difference to try and better understand each other. And so we're working with a range of partners to do both on-the-ground initiatives that help bring people together from diverse backgrounds, but then also to try and create alternative online and kind of digital platforms that share accurate, more informed content and are based in kind of a more fact-based foundation. And so there are already existing things like allsides.com that are trying to bridge this gap and reduce perception gaps, and we're hoping to help elevate that. And I just want to close by saying the consequences of these perception gaps are real and harmful. One of the other questions we asked is about judgments of people on the other side, and we found that more than 8 in 10 Democrats and Republicans refer to people on the other side as brainwashed and hateful, and at the same time, over 9 in 10 of both parties say that members of their own party are honest and reasonable. So with that kind of disconnect, we have a real problem on our hands in terms of how do we move our country forward.
And we're going to have to leave it there. Dan, thank you for joining us. That was Dan Vallone, director of More in Common USA, talking with us about the group's new study, The Perception Gap.